It's time for Director's Cut Radio. Today, a documentary called Street Pulse about homelessness in Madison. Here's a clip.
I'm living in a shelter. I've been there off and on from 04 to today. Well, the truth of the matter is, I'm a drinker. I know myself I have a problem. I've been through treatment before. I know what it takes to quit. But I haven't just really put my finger on quitting. But today I'm putting my finger on quitting.
Street Pulse was produced and directed by Madison filmmaker Mark Kornblatt, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you got the idea for this film from the homeless newspaper in Madison by the same name, Street Pulse.
I did. But the film is more than just about the newspaper. For me, the name of the film, Street Pulse...
It's what gets us into the story.
Yeah. But also, the film represents the pulse of the street.
Of course.
So it's more than just the newspaper. That's the vehicle. And then, hopefully, by the time you're done looking at the film, you get a sense of what it's like on the streets of Madison.
Did you have any assumptions as to what you'd be getting yourself into? And did you get those confirmed, or did you find a lot of surprises?
There were people who fulfilled the stereotypes, and I actually was not looking for them. Because I wasn't interested in telling a story about the most down and out. I actually had been drawn in because this couple seemed to have its act together and they were really doing something.
Thursday, we got a visit from a Wisconsin state trooper. He come down here. He gave us till Tuesday to get out of here.
We did some investigating yesterday and we found, well, I don't know if I want to call it another nice place, but it's decent enough where I feel safe anyway. And it's about, how far down the tracks did we say that thing was?
Another mile.
About another mile down the tracks.
And that was really eye-opening.
And they're the real heart of the movie.
Yeah. They're the ones who pulled me into the story. So when I first went to a meeting of the Street Pulse vendors, I met them. And after having read about them in the newspaper Street Pulse, I thought that they were just a very engaging couple.
I find there are two different kind of documentaries. One kind that's narrated and has a score and is pretty heavily produced. And then others like yours in the latter category that just sort of let the subjects tell the story.
Yeah. Actually, I find that there's a third type that has really taken root, and I have to say my hat's off to them, but the almost the shock journalism, the journalists, the filmmakers who insert themselves into the story are the story, and some of those films have sold more tickets than a lot of the others. For mine, there is no narrator beyond the narrative voices of the people in it. So you hear Robert's voice and you hear Angel's voice, which are both very distinctive voices. You hear Lonnie sing. He has a fabulous voice, which he's mostly ruined by his lifestyle, but he still sings with such great heart and charisma. It's beautiful. I found a musician on the street, so his music imbues the entire score, but I'm not in the film.
Mark Kornblatt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
See more of Mark Kornblatt and Street Pulse on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.